Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, Yes!
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I was tempted to go on reading because a little later, when Mary joined Martha, Martha went and got her. She said exactly the same thing to Jesus as Martha had said. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But it's Martha's conversation with Jesus that's so fascinating here. And it's the verbs that get me in this passage. Martha went. Mary stayed at home. Martha said, "I know." Twice she said, "I know." And once she said, "I believe." And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So I just want to look at those words in turn. First of all, the two sisters, Martha and Mary, are perfectly consistent with what we heard about them a couple of Sundays ago in Luke's Gospel. Martha is the one who acts, and although John seems to me to be more of a contemplative in some respects than Luke, it's Luke who's full of admiration for Mary's attitude, which is contemplative, and it's Luke who tells us that Jesus actually reproached Martha for being too hung up on doing and not enough on just being. And then notice that he reproached her. Yeah. Being reproached by Jesus turns out to be something of a privilege. Who did he call Satan? Who did he say, "Get behind me"? He said it to Peter, the disciple who got it wrong over and over and over again, but who kept growing because he made his mistakes and learned from them, and who finally became the leader of the mission to the Jewish community and the first leader of the universal church. So a reproach from Jesus is actually evidence that he loves you and that he thinks you've got a capacity for growth. It's like it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, "The Lord disciplines those whom he loves and chastises every child whom he accepts." Jesus loved Peter. He loved Martha. And there's evidence here that Martha, like Peter, grew after she'd been chastised. "I know," she says, "I know God will give you whatever you ask. I know my brother will rise again. I believe," she says, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Remember, she hadn't yet known about the resurrection of Jesus. We've got that advantage. But she believed it without having seen it. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. It may have been painful, it probably was painful, to be told off for letting herself be distracted by household matters. But that didn't stop her loving and trusting Jesus. And I only wish I could be sure that my response is always as positive as hers. And then that one last terrific verb, the one that Jesus himself uses, I am the resurrection and the life. I am is the name of God himself. It's the name he gave to Moses when he said, tell the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. There's a note in the Jerusalem Bible which says, God is the only truly existent being. That's a note on Exodus chapter 4. God then is the only one who can say, I am, and stop there. When we ordinary mortals say it, we always add something, a qualification, a limitation. So I am Scottish, so I'm not English, I'm not French, I'm not Greek, I'm not Japanese. Or I am tired, so I'm not full of energy as maybe I would be on a different day in a different situation. Or I am a lay Dominican, so I'm not a Benedictine Oblate or a Third Order Franciscan. But God just is. When Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, he's not excluding anything. He's not limiting. He's putting himself beyond all qualification and all limitation. And to that, Martha gives the only possible response, the response we all must give. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus.